Yep, as long as you don't stop. That's the key. So, you know, the biking's the tough part. You know, with the running, it's not bad. You know, if you just leave the house, you know, you got a route, takes you, you know, whatever your run is, and then, you know, get you back to the house, portal to portal, then, you know, you don't stop running anywhere along the way. But biking, you know, my son and I used to bike together in the dead of winter, and we would go, you know, we'd drive like, you know, 15 miles, and then we'd, you know, stop and get a coffee, you know. Well, on a couple of occasions where it was really cold out, man, we pay the price for that, because once you stop, you start to perspire a little bit, you know, and that starts to turn to a little dampness that then you get back out, and that, you know, and then that gets cold, and you're dressed light because you're riding hard, you know, so it's like, that's the one where it's a real killer, but it's that stop that gets you, because then you have a little chance to perspire, and then that turns into hell.
It most certainly does. Yeah, when you're out there doing stuff like that in the cold, the sweating is your enemy, and that's just, but it's also the nature of the beast. It's a tough thing to